Piazza Lagrange. Young American men burnt their draft cards in order to symbolize their opposition to U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. But they were not alone. On the 11th of March, 1972, the Azione Nonviolenta newspaper showed a picture of two objectors beside the monument of the mathematician Joseph Louis Lagrange. One of them was holding a microphone. The other one, Roberto Ciccio Messere, one of the leaders of the Italian Radical Party, was burning his draft card. Valerio Minnella from Bologna and Gianni Rosa from Turin were with them, while Alerino Paila had already been arrested before the demonstration left Piazza Carlo Alberto. Together with five other young men, they had all written and signed a collective declaration of conscientious objection. As a result, they received a subpoena to appear in a military court. So, officially, they became fugitives until they decide, after an intense series of meetings in different Italian cities, to turn the moment of arrest into a sort of public liturgy. Before an audience of many Piedmontese associations and some theology students from the seminary of Rivoli, they came with girls, maliciously notes the prefect to discredit them. Marco Pannella, a leader of the Radical Party, took the stage. Then the four objectors explained their reason for refusing to enlist and asked the Carabinieri to arrest them. But the latter did not want to proceed in public. Everyone went along with the four objectors to the nearby Poggiora barracks. More young men were arrested in Padua 2 months later. Another scenario of the same kind took place in Piazza Carlo Felice. Four objectors pitched their tent in the square and began a hunger strike. It was the 22nd of September, 1971. They wanted the controversial law on conscientious objection, already approved by the Senate, to be amended. The police appeared straight away, and beside sizing banners, flashcards and brochures, took some young people to the barracks. These acts of repression, however, had the effect of encouraging more people to join the protest. So the tent became a meeting place. New people, new posters, and photographic boards appeared. Although the demonstrators had been given official permission to stage their protest up until the evening of the September 29. During the morning of that day, a second police operation had already been launched in order to confiscate all the new material.